This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that only the central government and Prime Minister Narendra Modi can restore statehood to Jammu and Kashmir. Addressing a rally of BJP workers in Jammu, Mr. Shah said he himself had assured the parliament in August 2019 that statehood would be restored at an appropriate time after the assembly elections. He said that the upcoming elections in J&K are going to be historic as it will be the first assembly polls since the abrogation of Article 370 in the Union Territory. The Home Minister said, for the first time since independence, the electorate of Jammu and Kashmir will cast their votes under one flag, the tricolour, and under one constitution drafted by Baba Saheb Ambedkar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today arrived in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, on a two-day visit. He thanked Deputy Minister for Protocol Affairs Abdul Majid Al Smari for the warm reception in Riyadh. During the two-day visit, Dr. Jayashankar will take part in the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting. He is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from the Gulf Cooperation Council member countries. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jayashankar will travel to Berlin, Germany, for a two-day visit from Tuesday. This will be his third bilateral visit to Berlin. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will meet German Federal Foreign Minister, as well as the leadership and other ministers from the German government, with an objective to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations between India and Germany. Dr. Jayashankar will thereafter travel to Geneva, Switzerland, for an official visit from the 12th of this month. Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will embark on an official visit to India beginning today. During the visit, the Crown Prince will meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The visit aims to further strengthen the already robust ties between the United Arab Emirates and India. Sheikh Khalid will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, business leaders, and prominent economic partners from the UAE. During his stay, the Crown Prince is scheduled to engage in discussions with senior officials in India. In addition to high-level meetings, Sheikh Khalid will participate in several activities that showcase the strong economic and cultural bonds shared by the UAE and India. Death toll in the incident of building collapse in Lucknow has reached 8 after 3 more bodies recovered from the debris. 28 people are injured and they have been admitted to different hospitals. Teams of NDRF and SDRF, along with police and administration, are doing the rescue work. The 3-story building named Harmi Lap collapsed yesterday evening in Transport Nagar area. India has sent humanitarian aid to 3 African countries, Zimbabwe, Zambia and Malawi, to help address the food security needs of people in the drought-affected regions. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry announced that a consignment of 1,000 metric tons of rice departed from Nawasheva port for Zimbabwe yesterday. India also dispatched a shipment of 1,300 metric tons of maize as humanitarian assistance to Zambia. Additionally, 1,000 metric tons of rice have been sent to drought-affected Malawi. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has said that countries like India and China can play a role in resolving the conflict in Ukraine. Meloni's remarks came less than 48 hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin also acknowledged India's efforts in addressing the ongoing crisis. The Italian Prime Minister made these comments following her meeting with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the sidelines of the Ambrosetti Forum in Italy yesterday. At the Paralympic Games in Paris, Navdeep Singh claimed gold in the men's javelin throw F41 event on day 10 after the Iranian athlete who had initially finished first was disqualified for unsporting or improper conduct. India have climbed to the 16th spot in the medal tally with a total of 29 medals including 7 gold, 9 silver and 13 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.